Today on Core Values, Chris talks about the Lone Star State of Scotland.
Texas and Scotland have a lot in common. An appreciation for good beer and whiskey comes to mind. Also, both are fiercely independent. Texas Governor Rick Perry got into some hot water for suggesting that Texas is only part of the United States by its choice and that it could leave at any time. The thing is, I have friends and family from Texas, and that's exactly how they feel. Scotland's going a step further. Scotland may take a vote on whether to become its own country separate from Great Britain. Well, let me correct that. According to a Scottish friend of mine, Scotland already is its own country and simply joined to Britain for its own convenience. Scottish money, although tied to the British pound, is issued by the Bank of Scotland. When Britain decided to make the pound a coin rather than paper, Scots hated the idea. Sound familiar? So the Bank of Scotland kept printing £1 notes. Something's happening in the world right now, whether it be in Texas, Scotland, or elsewhere, where people prefer smaller, more homogeneous government rather than large, one-size-fits-all nations. That sounds kind of refreshing and like a core value.